Okay, back to the science. If you've ever if you travelled on an aeroplane recently, you've probably been annoyed by all the rules limiting the liquids you can take onto a plane. The problem is there are various liquids can be used to make explosives or even just a fire. And you don't want terrorists getting onto a plane with all these liquids and causing havoc. And they're very, very hard to detect quickly and easy in the security check. Why is that? Well, I guess if you look at a liquid, I mean, lots of things like hydrogen peroxide, which look and smell exactly like water, and it's very, very hard to detect what they are without opening all the liquids and then doing a load of chemistry on the actual liquids, which is very slow, and that will increase the length of all the cues to something horrendous. Now, a group in Jülich in Germany think they may have a solution. They've been looking at the frequencies reflected by liquids in the gigahertz to 10 terahertz region of the spectrum, which is the frequency of your mobile phone and upwards. Now, different liquids have different spectra, so you can detect which one's in the bottle. However, these frequencies are very difficult to deal with, and the conventional spectrometers are very slow, or they only just look at one single frequency. Their solution is to use something called a Josephson junction, which is two lumps of superconductor with a little gap, which is non-superconducting, in between them. And the relationship between the voltage across the current and the across the junction and the current flowing through it changes when you apply gigahertz and terahertz frequencies. So they've been able to shine a variety of different frequencies onto a suspicious liquid, then focus reflections onto the Josephson junction and work out what frequencies were reflected. At the moment, they've distinguished five or six different liquids, things like water and a variety of different alcohols, which are very similar. But they think there's no reason why it shouldn't work for more different types, and they can take a spectrum in about a second without opening the bottle, so it should be good for testing baggage.
Can I just ask, why do you need this special, very high-frequency radiation? Why can't you just use X-rays for this kind of thing? Why won't they work?
I mean, X-rays do work. I guess it's just looking in as many different parts of the spectrum and finding the optimum one. You can find some information about substances in the X-ray, but I think it tends to be more about the atoms in individual atoms and less about how they're related to one another, whereas gigahertz, frequent terahertz is more to do with whole molecules.
So they might let me on with my toothpaste in future, which is good.
If you like it.
Let's hope so.